AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The national average price of gas is $4.37 a gallon, well over $6 a gallon, Alameda, California, where Andrew Gutierrez filled up his work van.
Cost me $75.45. That's a lot of money. That's almost $100 for a little van like this. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But we're stuck with the prices.
Gas prices are high all around the world. Increased demand as the pandemic eases. Russia's attack on Ukraine among the reasons for the higher prices for oil and gasoline. AAA's Andrew Gross.
It's very hard to forecast what gasoline prices are going to do because it's based primarily on two things right now. It's based on demand, and it's also based on the price of oil. The global price of oil is so volatile right now because of this war in Ukraine.
President Joe Biden warns voters unhappy with inflation and his domestic agenda against turning power over to the ultra-MAGA Republicans in the midterm elections.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Biden says should the Republicans gain the majority in the House and Senate, then they will target lower income families for tax increases and could threaten Social Security and Medicare. The Senate votes tomorrow on a bill to keep abortion legal. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
MAGA Republican controlled legislatures like Mississippi, Arizona, Texas, and Louisiana are racing to pass extreme anti-choice legislation that will send women's rights back into the Stone Age. No exceptions for rape. No exceptions for incest.
The measure is not likely to pass because of GOP opposition. Elon Musk says Twitter would reverse its ban of former President Donald Trump if his purchase of the social media company goes through, signaling just how permissive the platform could become toward free speech under his ownership. This is AP News. Tom Brady has a job ready when he retires.
The seven-time Super Bowl champion will join Fox Sports as its lead football analyst when his playing days are over. But the network says Brady will decide when that will be. Brady announced his retirement this offseason, but recently changed his mind, saying he'll return to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for his 23rd NFL season. Fox says Brady will join Kevin Burkhardt on its top broadcast team. Brady also will serve as an ambassador for the network. He won his seventh Super Bowl with the Bucs after the 2020 season. Brady teamed up with Bill Belichick to win six Super Bowls in 20 seasons with the Patriots. I'm Mike Hempen.
Online auto retailer Carvana is laying off about 2,500 workers to bring staffing and expenses in line with sales. Company says top executives giving up their salaries for the rest of the year to fund severance pay for those being laid off. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.